I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. The leaf of the American sycamore tree produces an antibiotic that is new to science and new in the field of antibiotics. To talk about research underway in South Carolina to explore the potential to fight infectious disease with this emerging antibiotic is Dr. Mark Hammond. He's the Cooper Endowed Chair of Drug Discovery and Biomedical Sciences and Public Health at MUSC. Dr. Hammond, tell us about the American sycamore leaf. What's going on as far as research with that?
Yeah, so the American sycamore is a very interesting plant. It is a essentially a living fossil that has been on the planet since the time of the dinosaurs. And it has a very unique mechanism for controlling plant infections, which involves a new group of antibiotics that it biosynthesizes and sequesters in its leaves. And so that antibiotic is crucial for making it resistant to a plant pathogen called Xylella fastidiosa. This is a common agricultural infection that kills a wide variety of agricultural crops. So certain strains of sycamore are resistant to this infection, and they produce a high concentration of this new antibiotic, which we've been able to show is very active against drug-resistant staph and drug-resistant enterococcus.
So the antibiotic found in the American sycamore can be used for human infections as well.
There's more work that needs to be done to validate that and to show that it's safe and effective in humans.
Why are new antibiotics such an important avenue of research?
A challenge for infectious diseases has been the growing problems with drug resistance, where the antibiotics that we currently have are less and less effective. There's actually been very few new classes of antibiotics that have been brought to market or discovered in recent decades.
So there's a huge need for new antibiotics that are not as likely to become drug resistant?
Yes, or have a unique mechanism of action.
Dr. Hammond, how did you or others get the initial idea that this might turn into an antibiotic that was worthy of fighting diseases in humans?
Well, the American Indians and traditionally people have used plants to control infectious diseases since the beginning of recorded history. So in the literature, there is a use for this plant to treat GI infections by the Native Americans. And then part of it involves just screening of a number of plant samples until we find something that looks promising. That's how we came across essentially this potential lead.
What is the research like day to day that you're involved in with this American sycamore leaf?
So we're currently at a stage where we're trying to optimize production methods. It takes about 1 ton of leaf material to produce 1 kilogram of antibiotic. So we are trying to improve and optimize those production methods. We are still trying to optimize the vehicle, the dosage, and the delivery route to have the best impact in humans. So these are the pressing issues at the moment.
And is that phase of the study being done with humans or with animals at this point?
That is currently just being done with animals.
Dr. Hammond, thank you for providing information about this research going on related to the American sycamore tree.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.